You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. We're steady banging on about keeping your stuff good, repairing it if it gets broken to save it from going to landfill. But in the real world, that can be tricky, it can be costly, and it can just be awkward on even knowing where to start. Well, Foil Repair Cafe is spreading its wings and will be expanding into Strabane. All you need to do is show up with your item that you can fit through the door. Project manager Caroline McGuinness-Brooks told me a wee bit more about it.
So we go out to host venues, usually a community centre or a church hall that we call our host venue. So we don't have like a permanent premises, but we go out into communities because we're trying to make repair more accessible to everybody. So we rock up with our team of what we call our fixers, our makers, our menders. And that's it. If you can carry the item into the venue, then we'll have a wee go at looking at it. We'll try and repair it. We don't make any promises. But we'll give it our best shot. You know, we're not looking at white goods or anything like that. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to carry that in, though someone did bring a big super sale, like gas device in one time. And we've a farmer who's one of our volunteers. He managed to fix that, which was great. But generally, we're looking at smaller items like small household electricals, kettles, lamps, toasters, hoovers. We've also got a textile team, and she might even, you know, people might want to have a wee go at fixing it themselves, and we're always happy to share those skills. You know, it is about skill sharing as well as the fixers, you know, doing it all.
It sounds great. It sounds like a win-win. And for those who are in the Strabane area or who would be willing to travel to Strabane, there is a call-out ongoing at the moment to build the Strabane fixer team. Caroline tells me a very special recruiter is seeking people out.
We are partnering with Derry Strabane District Council. You'll see that people might see our new friend HypnoCat, which is an icon that's used from Material Focus, who have funded this wider campaign now to tackle e-waste. So you might see HypnoCat on social media, and HypnoCat's job is to try and lure everybody to switch to repair. So that's the name of the campaign, Switch to Repair, and we're encouraging people to sign up and volunteer. And also, if there's any community centres out there that would like to be a host venue, then we'd also love to hear from you.
Donegal's also hoping to have a repair cafe in the near future. Joanne Butler, who we know from the community gardens, is setting up a repair cafe in April, and it's in conjunction with the gardening community.
So the Donegal Community Garden Network had a winter gathering. We're all about kind of discussing about circular economy at the moment and the benefits to the environment and community. So at the winter gathering, the idea was that we would have or try out a pop-up garden repair cafe. And that's going to happen on Saturday the 6th of April at Cara House in Letterkenny. But because we're at the very beginning, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know how we're going to get the people. So it's really a call out at the minute to kind of bring together people that can fix things like garden tools, wheelbarrows, garden gloves, wellies, I was thinking, just for my own benefit. But also things like computers, bikes, lights, hoses, water butts. This is just to name a few. But it's an open call out there for anybody in the community that could come along on Saturday the 6th of April and just give us a hand of spreading this word. We don't know what this is going to turn into, but for now it's a pop-up, but it could definitely extend into something bigger, and that's what we're really interested in.
Looking at the circular economy, a repair shop is so on the nose for it.
That's it. It's a very obvious one to look at. We're very much into circular economy within our garden setting anyway, through the community gardeners, making their own soil, saving their own seed. But this is something that we can kind of just reach out to the wider community and help ourselves as well. So you don't know what's going to come of this. And I've seen repair cafes pop up in quite a few different places. We had Mud Island Community Garden in Dublin do a presentation for us, and that worked really well. So that's what we're kind of looking at. And, you know, it's a blank page at the minute.
It just makes sense. Time and time again, the conversation I have on this programme is just common sense. It's common sense for us to do in terms of our pocket and in terms of the planet. Big thanks to Joanne and Caroline for their contributions. More information is available on our website, highlandradio.com, and on the ourstoprotect.ie website. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.